your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win, that's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this final day of 2023? So let me be the first to go ahead and say a happy new year to all my basketball friends out there. I didn't forget about you. Focusing on football, college, and NFL, doing some ramp stuff, hopping on different podcasts and stuff like that. But I didn't forget about my basketball people because you know basketball is my sport. So I got to talk about basketball for the year as well. And that's what I'm going to do. Things differently just to get in the show in and get out, you know, get us ready for the new basketball thing in 2024 as we going into conference playing college basketball. The NBA has had their Christmas games done already and we ready to rock and roll. So this is going to be a little quick shooting lights out episode, but I'm pretty sure you would enjoy it no matter what. So let's go ahead and get it started. We're going to go into the NBA. I got a couple of things I want to get into in the NBA. There's a couple of things. I'm focusing on two teams. One team is out in the West. It's called the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, the Lakers. All right. Coming to the season. Okay, we got an in-season tournament. Who's going to win and whatnot? They are the in-season tournament champions. That was at the beginning part of December when they beat the Indiana Pacers out in Vegas to win the in-season tournament cup. You look at LeBron James holding the cup, holding the trophy up in the garden, and they hung a banner for it. World champions 48, 49. World champions 51, 52. World champions 53, 54. World champions 52, 53. World champions 49, 50. You got the other banners, the other 17 world championship banners on this side. And they hung a freaking in-season tournament banner. What the hell is that? They hung an in-season tournament banner. They hung an in-season tournament banner. A banner for the in-season tournament. Not a championship. Not a world championship. An in-season championship. They hung a banner. But people are like, it's the first one. You got to hang one. Dude, this even look right. Up there in crypto.com. Dude, even look at them banners. Those are 17 world champions. And you have an in-season tournament champion. What has the NBA come to? Where we are hanging banners for tournament trophies. That is not the playoffs. We still have a regular season to get through, people. But the Lakers wanted to hang it up. So they hung it up. So after they hung it up, this is where they are. They are 17-16. They are ninth in the freaking Western Conference. Okay? They are averaging 114 points per game. They are giving up 114 points per game. They're not even top 10 in rebounding. They are ranked 17th in rebounding, and they have Anthony Davis and LeBron James on the team. But since the in-season tournament, they have won three games of the 10. You beat San Antonio, then you lost to San Antonio. And then when you lost to San Antonio broke their longest losing streak in their franchise history to y'all. Go figure. You lose to the Knicks at home when you hung the damn banner up, by the way. You get the Christmas. You lost to the Bulls. How do you lose to the Bulls? The Bulls. They don't even have that lead. The Timberwolves are the best team in the rest right now. They proved that. You beat OKC. It was a good win. Then you came home for Christmas and got beat by the Celtics. You beat Charlotte, which you should have. And then December 30th, 108-106. Yeah, 3-7 in your last 10 games, Lakers. Since you won the in-season tournament. Since you had that moment, you know, since you had that moment, you hung that up. 3-7. And then you lost last night. 108-106 to the best team in the West, record-wise, in the West. The Minnesota Timberwolves, who are now 24-7 on the season. Man, oh, man. Doesn't that hurt? Because not only that, This is the talk of the town right here. LeBron's shot was a two-pointer. Most people think it was a three. Let's get a closer look.
Is that good? I can't tell.
Hell, the rest couldn't tell. Hell, the people and whatever the hell they said it's a two. Nobody knows at this point. So LeBron James gets credit a two-point shot instead of a three-point shot. You lost by two. Man, what makes it worse? It was LeBron James' birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, LeBron James. Happy birthday to you. And yet, you took an L on your birthday, sir. You took an L. A 2-point L on your birthday. Matter of fact, not only you took an L on your birthday, you was on a roll for your birthday, too. You weren't even in the state of California. You was in Minnesota, where it's cold as hell right now. Instead of you being in California with the weather just right, the sun shining bright, the city of angels, now you was in the Twin City taking an L on your birthday. But nevertheless, happy 39th birthday, LeBron James. You took an L. Happy birthday, sir. Now, that was on a bad note. Let's get to a good note, shall we? The Detroit Pistons. Oh, my goodness. The Detroit Pistons. These dudes lost every single game in November. Those of you who caught me doing my favorite foul on them, this is a little repeat with a little with some new information. These dudes lost every freaking game in the month of November. Yep, that includes the Portland Trailblazers, who suck. That also includes the Chicago Bulls. That also includes the Atlanta Hawks, the Toronto Raptors, and the Washington Wizards. They lost to all four of them teams, and all four of them teams are not some beat you down, make your whole team, okay? We can understand the Pelicans. We can understand the Phoenix. We can understand Golden State. We can understand Milwaukee and Philly. We can understand Cleveland when they show up. We can understand Denver. They're defending world champions. We can understand the Pacers because they made it to the end season tournament championship. Okay? We can understand the Lakers. They got AD and LeBron James. And we can understand the New York Knicks, for Christ's sakes. But the Portland Trailblazers, the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Washington Wizards. You couldn't win neither one of them four games. Neither one of the four games. You couldn't win in the month of November. Then we get the month of December. And the losing streak kept continuing. Now we got Orlando in here. Another game with the Hawks in here. You even got the damn Utah Jazz in here. And two and back-to-back meets with the Brooklyn Nets in here. And you lost all those games, okay? We can understand Memphis. We can understand, like you said, we can understand the 76ers back-to-back and Milwaukee back-to-back. We can understand the Boston Celtics. Hell, that was the best fight that y'all put up. Y'all lost by six. Y'all were whooping Boston behind. I was confused as hell. Did Boston sit some players there? Because I was shocked. Well, Jaylen Brown didn't play, but the rest played. Jason Tatum, Jrue Holiday, Devin White, Chris Aspasigas, they all played. Jaylen Brown only didn't play, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Do y'all feel bad for them or something? And then, sure enough, Boston comes back and wins. 28 straight losses. And I'm like, they got one game left before the new year ends. And if they lose this game, we're going to go into a new year with the Detroit Pistons losing 29 straight games. And the last game they had was against the Toronto Raptors. Oh, my goodness. Sweet baby Jesus. The Detroit Pistons won a game to close out the new year. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hey, hey, hey. Woo! 129-127 win of the Toronto Raptors. This is after the Toronto Raptors traded OG Anunoby to the New York Knicks. But still, Pistons beat Raptors 129-127 to end NBA record time losing streak at 28. There is a God. God did not let us basketball fans have to suffer the Detroit Pistons continue on miserably failing and losing games. Yes, yes, yes. Those of you who don't care, I can care less. But damn it, I am a basketball fan. And this team should not be losing 28 straight games, okay? You lost to teams like the Utah Jazz. You lost to teams like the Toronto Raptors before last night. You lost to teams like the Washington Wizards, like the Portland Trail Blazers, okay? You were losing to a team that you had opportunities to actually beat, and you couldn't beat them. Thank the heavens above. Thank God above. He gave y'all a victory. You did not have to go into the year 2024 with the longest losing streak in all of the NBA. You tied it. You tied it. But you didn't break it, which is a beautiful thing, okay? Now we can go into the year 2024. Ain't got to worry about no losing streaks going on. And we can go up there from there, okay? Great, yes. Woo! And that's the note. That's to show you how exhilarating it was. Caden Cunningham is literally from the drop to the floor. He is so stunned. They actually won a game. And thank God it was at home in Detroit, okay? Because the Lions felt the nation by losing to the Cowboys in Jerry's world on Jimmy Johnson's night. But the Detroit Pistons gave the home crowd something to cheer for going into the new year. The city of Detroit can breathe. They can breathe. The Lions won the NFC North despite losing to the Cowboys last night. And then the Detroit Pistons did not extend the losing streak going into the new year. Detroit can breathe. Thank you. Thank you. And then look at the smiles. Monty Williams is smiling. Gay Cunningham is smiling. It's a smiling press conference for once in Detroit. It's a happy press conference. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To not extend this losing streak. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Take a break. Come back. Dive into some college basketball before we close out the show.
The Playmakers Bar is proudly sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, the number one shop where sports fans across the world love to get their sports gear and fandom on. A wide selection of gears from every league, including the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, the NCAA, and of course, the WWE. But it is football, basketball, baseball, hockey, even soccer, golf, no matter what sport it is, there's sports appeal for every fan of every sport. Fanatics, with sports fan shop and a fishing license, everything. The Playmakers Blog is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. So much to stream from shows and movies you can only catch here on Paramount Plus, whether it be from CBS, BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and so much more. The new home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series, movies, and sports when you sign up for Paramount Plus with Showtime. Catch exclusive originals from Paramount Plus such as Star Trek, Strange Wars, The Family Stallones, Halo, and so much more. You also can stream live sports like NFL on CBS, the UEFA Champions League, the Masters, and the SEC on CBS. Paramount Plus, you can stream up to 3 devices when you create an account. So Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99. If you hit that link below, you can get a free trial. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out here. Now I got my NBA synopsis out the way. Now I need to do a synopsis on college basketball. I'm gonna put the men and the women together for this because it's not gonna, like I said, it's not gonna be a long episode. It's New Year's Eve. We're gonna go into the year 2024. I want to end the year off right in 2023. So let's go right into it. We're gonna start out with the men's side, okay? And a real quick synopsis, we have 3-1 seeds get beat. Starting with Kansas losing to Marquette in the Maui Invitational. Then some weeks later, Purdue was ranked number one. They fell in overtime to Northwestern. And then a few weeks after that, Purdue got their payback and reclaimed their number one spot by beating then number one Arizona. So 3 number one teams get dropped. I have not seen 3 number one teams get dropped this early in the season. All my life watching college basketball. I might be missing out some years. But hey, I don't recall. And then on top of that, we had numerous more top 5 teams getting knocked off, starting with Arizona beating Duke early in the season, I believe back in November. And then Marquette took the trip to Madison, Wisconsin and got knocked off by the Wisconsin Badgers. And then UConn got beat by Seton Hall. And then in an interesting game out in the West, Florida Atlantic. Yes, that's right. Florida Atlantic knocked out Arizona. That was Arizona's second loss of the season, which is interesting. And speaking of Florida Atlantic, they happened to be ranked in the top 10. They was ranked 7. And then last night happened to Florida Gulf Coast. Florida Gulf Coast. And if I remember correctly, if I read the statistics correctly, I don't think the Owls led at all in this game. And Florida Atlantic is not that far from Florida Gulf Coast. You can probably say it could be a little neighborhood rivalry going on there. But you're the 7th-ranked team in the country. You knocked up Arizona out in Arizona, or was it in Vegas? One of the two states. It wasn't that it went the one at the Wildcats specifically. I'm just supposed to what I'm saying. You knocked them off, okay? You knocked them off. You beat them. You sent a message to the world that last year wasn't a fluke. This is serious. You need to take Florida Atlantic seriously. But you lose to Florida Gulf Coast. You led one time in this whole game, and that was 10-8. And from that point forward, you didn't do nothing but try. Then you tied it at one point at 62. And once you tied it at 62, Florida Gulf Coast went on a 10-6 run to end the game. Florida Atlantic. Gots to be better. And speaking of the state of Florida, some of y'all might call me petty for this, but it needs to be said on such program as this. But so for some reason, Florida State decided to lose to Lipscomb come out of nowhere.
Okay.
Lipscomb come beat Florida State. And what makes it even worse about Lipscomb beating Florida State, only 4,000 people showed up for the game. Florida State was ranked 8.5 to win the game. And only 4,000 people showed up for the game. And Lipscomb come beat Florida State in Tallahassee, okay? That is in Tallahassee. That is Donald L. Tucker Center in Tallahassee, okay? And they beat them. And the fact that this arena or center holds 11,500 people and only 4,000 people showed up, that's because a lot of other people took their butts down to Miami. And then when they went down Miami, they saw this. The Georgia Bulldogs putting their ass whooping on the Florida State football team, 63-60. Yes, people, I can confirm because I actually watched it live yesterday myself. Yes, Georgia whooped that ass by 60. So this happened beforehand. And I'm pretty sure when people found out later on, this happened. So, yeah, the capital of Florida is not having a very good time right about now going into the new year. What a way to go into the new year if you're a Florida State fan. Not only you taking ass whoopers in football, but you're getting upset at home by Lipscomb. Who the hell is Lissaka? Well, 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 what can you do? What can you do? Yeah, that's the men's. And this is the top 10 rankings going into 2024, even though it's going to change because they, number seven, FAU will no longer be seven when the AP do their new rankings. But for right now, you see Purdue at top at 12-1. Right behind them is Kansas. Houston's undefeated at 13-0. What about Arizona, UConn, Tennessee, Florida, Atlanta, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Marquette? Earls, it's the men's side of the story. Let's go to the women. That's three quick points on the women's side, and we'll be done for the day. First of all, number one team in the land, South Carolina Gamecocks, followed by UCLA, who got a big win last night over the in-season rival, USC. So UCLA is undefeated, and USC is no longer undefeated. NC State, Iowa, Texas, USC, LSU, Colorado, Stanford, and Baylor. And let's jump into three quick points here. Number one, the number one team in the land is the South Carolina Gamecocks, led by Dawn Staley. This team is not to be played with this season. Dawn Staley is not playing around. She's not BSing around, okay? 12-0 with the number one team in the land. They are averaging just under 91 points a game, but they have a differential of 41. That means if they score 90, your ass getting to 50, okay? If they score 100, you might get to 60. Nevertheless, you're losing by 40 regardless, okay? You can score 100. They're going to drop 140. They is dominating the entire landscape of college basketball right now. And then they average damn near 46 rebounds per game, which also leads to damnation. So not only are they scoring on you, they making sure your ass going to get one chance to score. Yeah, they are dominating. Dawn Staley is not playing around with people, okay? She's on her way to try to win another championship, and she damn well might do so because these statistics right here, yeah. Whew. Well, that's the best team in the land. Let's go to the best player in the land, and obviously we know who that is. That is Caitlin Clark, okay? Caitlin Clark is obviously the best player in women's basketball. Averaging damn near 31 points per game, leads the nation. She's averaging 4 to 5 threes a game, leads the nation. So she's getting about 12 to 15 points from three by damn self. Okay. Half of her points coming from the 3-point line. Stop it. You can't. She is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. It is plain and simple. Okay. Cutting the card is who she is. I don't care if she's white, Asian, black. I don't give a crap. That girl is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. Get used to it and made it be known. Okay. And for Iowa Hawkeyes, by the way, 12-1 on the season, ranked 4th in the nation. So not only she's doing her thing, she's also leading her team to do what they did last year and try to get back to the national championship, but this time win it instead of losing it, okay? Speaking of losing it, they did lose to my third and final point, the LSU Tigers. Started off shaky, Angie Reese did her thing. By the way, thank you for everybody who watched that piece of me and Cole Johnson, of almost 3,000 views on that one. Surprised we got that much, just being honest with Angel Reese. But yeah, she left. She came back, and now look at LSU Tigers. They are 7 in the country. They are 12-1 on the season. They average 95 points per game, which leads the nation. They have a point differential of 36.5. So why South Carolina's whooping your ass by 40, LSU's beating your ass by damn near 37. Both of them are in the SEC. Good luck to the Southeastern Conference when it comes to these two. Which includes my Gators, by the way, which they will be facing both teams. First one being South Carolina in about 4 days or 5 days. Yeah, good luck to my ladies. I'm not looking forward to that game. But nevertheless, LSU is doing that thing. They are 5th in rebounding at 40, damn near 44 rebounds a game. So just like South Carolina, not only are they kicking your ass by scoring a lot of points, they making sure you only get one opportunity to score on their end, okay? So they are kicking your ass, all right? You got South Carolina kicking your ass. You got LSU kicking your ass, and they both in the same damn conference. And then you can't start the best player in the world, which is Caitlin Clark. Welcome to women's college basketball, when we have teams that you can look forward to and see if anybody else can stop the other three. There you go. And with that being said, that will do it for the 2023 edition of Shooting Lights Out. As we get ready to go into the new year of 2024, don't worry, Shooting Lights Out will be back regularly for the 2024 season, and we're going to be doing the things like we always do. flagrant fouls, heat check, all that coming. But for now, have a happy new year, and we will see you in 2024.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.